Hello, namaste. Thank you for joining me for pranayama practice. This is part three in my series, and today we'll be practicing the Brahmari pranayama, the bumblebee breath, with the yoni mudra. So, to begin with, I'm going to take a few minutes to explain how we need to go about this. And how you'll be breathing, directing your breath, and also talking about how you are going to be creating the yoni mudra. So please make yourself comfortable. Some of you may want to do a little bit of movement to just release some physical bodily tension. So feel free with that. So to begin with, Brahmari pranayama. Brahmari, in the Hindu mythology, she was a goddess, and she was associated with bees, hornets, and wasps that are said to have clinged to her body. And so when we practice the Brahmari pranayama, we create this humming sound as we exhale. That sounds very much like a bumblebee, and something like this. So you simply inhale through your nose and exhale, create that humming sound. And the pace or the rhythm of the breath should be truly whatever feels best for you. You'll begin to notice as you exhale and create that humming sound that it lengthens the exhale or your exhale breath or the elongates that count of your exhale. And that can be very helpful in the sense of getting some of that lingering stale carbon dioxide out of the lower lobes of your lungs. I kind of liken that to smog for the lungs. So we really want to work on getting the lungs as emptied as much as possible, and the humming is a wonderful way to facilitate that. So that's the breathing part of it, the Brahmari pranayama, and some of the benefits due to creating that more audible humming sound with your breath. It's very calming for the mind. So if you notice that you have a very active, busy mind, if you've been, a lot of thoughts, a lot of different situations to have to navigate and maneuver that are overwhelming, are inducing anxiety, or even possibly fatigue. The Brahmari pranayama can be really helpful in easing some of that. If you are having a hard time focusing or concentrating, Brahmari can be wonderful. Those of you with a meditation practice, if you notice that you come to sit and you're having a hard time getting the mind to quiet down, this is a wonderful pranayama to practice before some of your meditation practices. Due to the calming effects in the mind, it's also really helpful and supportive for the nervous system, and it stimulates more of that parasympathetic response. And the Brahmari can also be helpful in lowering high blood pressure. So, if any of that is applicable to your present state, this can be helpful. This can also be a good one to practice before you go to bed at night if you've been having a hard time sleeping. So, keeping that in mind. And now to the Yoni Mudra. So, in Hindi, Yoni translates as womb. And I like to always take a moment to acknowledge the womb, that sacred space. We were all there. And I encourage you to meditate on the qualities of the womb. It's a safe, warm, dark, hidden, internal space. And that's a lot of what we want to be aware of as we create this particular mudra. The Yoni Mudra is, moving more inward to that sense of, it's like a return home. It's a return to yourself. And for those of you that are maybe newer to the mudras, there are a variety of mudras in the yoga system, and they're hand gestures. You position your hands and fingers in specific ways to get specific effects. And those effects can range from a variety of different things, such as respiratory support, mudras for creating energies, mudras for mental focus, mudras that are grounding in their qualities. There's a variety of them. And the Yoni Mudra really helps to emphasize the withdrawal of your external senses. And to create the Yoni Mudra, you'll simply begin by closing your eyes, bringing your hands up to your face, and lightly placing your index and your middle finger over your eyelids. And that emphasizes the withdrawal of your sense of sight. You'll place your ring fingers, the corner of your nostrils, emphasizing the withdrawal of your sense of smell. Your pinky fingers will go right at the corners of your mouth, the withdrawing of your sense of taste. And then you'll use your thumbs to close your ear flaps, and that will be the withdrawal of your sense of hearing. So it's a great way to, again, rein the external senses inward. So a good one to practice if you've been, on this go, 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 do, 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 burning the candle at both ends mode, and you are so exhausted, but you don't know how to stop because the nervous system is so ramped up. So those are that's the mudra and the pranayama. And now I would like you to get yourself seated. So you can choose however is best, most comfortable, in a chair, on the floor, up against the wall. Gather necessary support. Some of you may cross your legs or simply extend your legs out in front of you. And as always, we want to just begin. Once we get settled into our seats, take that moment first to feel your sense ground, yourself grounding down. And acknowledge that you've taken this time, this pause in your day, to practice pranayama and let the busyness of your external environment begin to fade far away in the back of your mind to the point where you don't even have to think about it. You don't need to give that any of your attention. Just know that everything will be exactly where you left it. And now, in this moment, connect with your breath. Begin to breathe a little slower. Breathe a little deeper. Notice and feel where you're maybe holding on to stress, to tension, and try to relax those areas. Make any necessary adjustments. Sit up a little taller. Become more aware of the extension of your spine. Shift now with your eyes closed and lift your hands and bringing them to your face. And placing your index and middle finger over your eyelids. And bringing your ring fingers to the corners of your nose. Pinky fingers to the corner of your mouth. And using your thumbs to close your ears. Inhale through your nose and exhale, begin to create that humming sound with your breath. Inhale through your nose. Exhale completely and then shift and lower your hands. Coming out of the Yoni Mudra, I recommend sitting with your eyes closed, returning to your normal breath, and taking this time to observe the results of the Brahmari Pranayama. Remember this pranayama in moments when you catch yourself and you notice, wow, my mind, I can't focus. I've got all these thoughts that keep coming one after another. I'm not sleeping very well at night. I notice how I have higher levels of anxiety. Make time every day to check in with yourself. And remember the Brahmari pranayama. even if it is just for, you know, 3 rounds or 3 minutes, 10 minutes, making that time. It's a, again, a wonderful way to support the nervous system and quiet and calm the mind, so you can continue to move about your day in a relaxed state. Sending out the love, sending out the light. Thank you for joining me. Namaste.